Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, announces her stepping down from her job. She will not run for a second term. Why? I welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's columnist and editor for the Wall Street Journal editorial board, to observe Michelle Bachelet's unusual travel history these last years, twice president of Chile. However, it's much more interesting to see photographs of the UN High Commissioner with various strongmen around the Americas. Mary, a very good evening to you. The tour of the Uyghur abuse in Xinjiang, East Turkestan, in China, seems to be the presenting issue right now as to why Ms. Bachelet chose not to run from her second term. But I learned from your column that Michelle Bachelet has been provocative for many years with some of the most unusual and strong-minded and threatening people in the Americas, especially, and I go to the part where she's with Castro, both Fidel Castro and Raul Castro. What was the Castro regime to her? Was that different than anything else for her? Why would she go to a regime that's so completely discordant with democracy?
Well, good evening, John. I mean, I think the thing you have to understand about Michelle Bachelet is that she has a long history of basically coinciding with police states. And the more shocking thing when you review her record is how she got to be the UN Human Rights Commissioner. I mean, it's a little bit like putting, you know, the North Korean dictator in charge of the IEA or something, you know. I mean, she is probably the least qualified public official, elected public official, to take that job in the world. She was twice democratically elected in Chile as president. But ever since the coup against Salvador Allende in Chile, when she left because she was on the Allende side, she went to live in Australia initially. But then from 1975 to 1979, she lived in East Germany. That was by her choosing. And subsequently, you know, as you point out, in 2009, she went to visit Fidel Castro. When Fidel Castro died, she praised him as someone who cared about dignity, human dignity in Latin America, which is preposterous. You know, more recently, as you noted, she's been photographed. There are photographs all over the place of her with Chavez, of her with Rafael Correa, of her with Raul Castro. And so, you know, she really is, as I said in my column, let's face it, you know, human rights are not her thing. And it's crazy that she got this job in 2018. Her four-year term expires at the end of August, and she has now accepted that she will not be able to stay for a second term.
And in making this change, was it pressure from the UN? Was it pressure from the outside? Your column mentions Axios, the publication Axios, underlining her more unusual statements, calling the concentration camps vocational and educational training centers. Very strange language on her part. So did the UN elbow her out, or was this public opinion, Mary? Can you tell?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, but I can tell you that, you know, for example, the Cubans have been complaining for a very long time about the fact that the UN Human Rights Commission does not stand up for human rights in Cuba, as it should. But it was this trip to China where she seemed like an apologist. I mean, seemed is a little bit soft. She was an apologist for the regime in Beijing. And in particular, the case of the Uyghurs, who are Muslims, who have been persecuted by the communist dictatorship, not allowed to practice their religion, kept in kind of concentration camps. And rather than insist that she see those camps with her own eyes, in reality, she allowed them to kind of lead her around by the nose and then came away saying that they were educational and vocational camps and basically spouting the lines that the communist dictatorship puts out. And I think that that was just too much. I mean, there are many people around the world, human rights advocates, who are trying to stand up for the Uyghurs. And this was such a slap in the face to all those efforts, and coming from the Human Rights Commission. I mean, if she were an economic advisor and she did this, it would be one thing, but that is precisely her job, to call them out on something like that. And she took the opposite position, and that was, I think that was just too much for too many people to take. It was just too absurd.
I want to focus on the reporting you do in your column about Cuba. The July protests, the arrests, you identify 1,477 people arrested by the regime. Has the Human Rights Commission investigated, looked to investigate, commented on this? Is there expectation that there will be a challenge to the regime's persecution of these people?
Well, when it happened back in July of last year, she did say that the political prisoners should be released. But the statement she put out included lines like that there was an alleged use of force, an alleged use of excessive force. And that is, again, preposterous. I mean, we have tons of video of the paramilitary and the military, of uniformed and sort of brown shirts, going around and roughing up these protesters, including firing on them, beating them, dragging them off, you know, by their hair, by their arms, by their legs, into squad cars. And, you know, many people didn't know where their loved ones were put. So then again, she says that they were allegedly held in incommunicado. Well, I mean, you know, anybody who looked into it wouldn't have to add the word alleged there. But she is constantly, and then she said that the regime should dialogue with these incredibly impoverished, oppressed people who have been living under a dictatorship for 62 years. I mean, the reason why you have the UN Human Rights Commission is to stand up for the human rights of these people who were peacefully expressing their discontent with government policies, near starvation on the island, or at least malnutrition on the island, health crisis, repression of censorship in the arts, and then political prisoners. I mean, just taking anybody who opposes the government and voices that opposition, putting them in a dungeon, sentencing them to many years in jail, without due process. These are the kinds of things that the Human Rights Commission should object to. And she has not done a good job, especially with Cuba, which, again, she has shown over the years that she has sympathies with that regime. And that's where the problem is coming from.
We have about a minute. The trials of Alcantara and Castillo, two men who are accused by the regime. You're waiting for sentencing. Has the UN in any fashion involved itself in that persecution, Mary? We have about a minute.
Well, again, they'll say that, that the political prisoners should be released. They have said that. But there's a difference between making that statement once in a while and putting up a serious offensive against what this regime is doing to people like Luis Manuel Alcantara Otero and to Michael Castillo. And that doesn't happen. And I think the reason, as I explained in my column, the reason that doesn't happen is because Cuba is considered a counterweight to the U.S. The U.S. wanted Cuba to return to democracy. The U.S. was not able to force that. And so many people who are anti-American and want to resist U.S. hegemony in the region tend to defend Cuba despite the many human rights violations. And Michelle Bachelet falls in that category.
Mariana Sergio Grady, writing for the America's Column, the America's editor of the Wall Street Journal editorial board. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.